global business news 24 hours a day at Bloomberg.com, the Radio Plus mobile app, and on your radio. This is a Bloomberg Business Flash.
I'm Greg Jarrett. We're sponsored by Commonwealth Financial Network. When it's time to change the conversation, talk with a broker-dealer, RIA, who's ready to listen. Call 866-462-3638 or visit Commonwealth.com to learn more. Global equities are to a two-week high amid increasing investor optimism. The world economy can indeed withstand higher interest rates from the Federal Reserve. Gold falls amid a retreat in the dollar while oil maintains gains after a government report on crude inventories. We check the markets every 15 minutes throughout the trading day here on Bloomberg Radio. Dow's up 0.9%. That's up 153 points. S&P 500 is up 14 now. That's up 0.7%. NASDAQ is up 0.5%. That's up 26 points. The 10-year is up 4/32. The yield 1.84%. West Texas Intermediate's up 0.7% at $48.94 a barrel. COMEX Gold's down 0.5% at $12.2640 an ounce. The yen 110.17. The euro 111.57. In India, market regulators plan to increase penalties on high-speed trading firms that flood exchanges with orders that do not result in actual transactions. The Securities and Exchange Board of India is also considering checks on super fast strategies by using a fraction of a second speed bump and minimum resting time to delay orders so that all participants see the markets at the same speed. That is a Bloomberg Business Flash. I'm Greg Jarrett. Corey and Carol.
Are you drinking this morning?
Not yet.
It's early, but I'm just wondering.
It's happy hour somewhere.
All right, Greg Jarrett, thank you so much. You are listening to the Bloomberg Advantage. We are live from the Bloomberg Breakaway Summit right here on Bloomberg Radio. All right, everybody. Want to talk a little bit about this next company. They work with the U.S. Department of Defense, U.S. Air Force, Visa, Amazon, also the NASDAQ when it comes to dealing with hackers and other cybercrimes. Orion Hindawi is co-founder and CEO of Tenium, joining us on the phone from Emeryville, California. Welcome to Bloomberg Radio.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Talk to me a little bit about what you guys are doing specifically when it comes to government agencies and folks in corporate America.
Sure. So, I mean, if you look at most of our customers, the first question that we answer for them is what they own. Many of our customers, before we get there, have a really hard time just basically understanding how many computers they have and where's their data. And a lot of people are shocked by that statement, but the reality is that if you don't know if you have 100 or 200,000 computers, of course you're going to be losing stuff all the time. We give them a good view on what they own and then allow them to start securing it, so patching it, figuring out when hackers have gotten in and removing them. Making sure that data is where it should be, kind of all the building blocks of security.
Now, I've got to say that I sat down with at a Bloomberg editorial board meeting with Mark Andreessen a few weeks ago in New York, and the meeting's off the record. I'm going to violate that right now, but just tell him when he was asked about companies, that of all the companies he's invested in, that he's really excited about it, and that's asking someone like to pick their favorite child, but he is very excited about the investment in Tenium, and he thinks that this is one of the most important companies out there. And he likened what you guys are doing to sort of the simplicity of Google, that the software interaction is as easy as doing a simple search to find out where your stuff is and getting to know where all of it is, and that it was an area where it didn't seem like there was a lot of innovation left to be had, this IT services management, and yet you guys are coming with a very different product. What's the secret to your secret sauce?
So, really, honestly, I think the secret is we made it. We built a product wrong before, so we actually started a company called Big Fix and ran that company for 10 years and kind of did it the old way, and we kept on seeing our customers really struggle with, as you say, the complexity of the existing systems, kind of the slowness and opaqueness of those systems. You know, it may take hours or days or weeks to gather a very simple piece of data, and what we were seeing over and over was that customers were taking so long to get data that they needed that it didn't matter anymore, that, you know, by the time that they figured out where an attacker was, they'd already moved five times. And so, you know, really the secret was making the mistakes the first time and then realizing what we could have done better and then starting a second company that allowed us to really learn from those mistakes.
How do you approach things differently, private versus public sector, or do you at all?
We do. There are some things that have to be different. So if you look at our Department of Defense and intelligence community and, you know, some of our customers, we have to have fully cleared people who are working with them. So it's a different set of people in some cases. But what we see is shockingly similar from a standpoint of what they need. So you know, you look at our Department of Defense customers, and then you look over at our commercial customers, we see similar attacks, we see similar problems, and we see similar solutions. And so we've been able to leverage a lot of the same stuff to help both parties.
Talk to me about sort of how customers scale in your business, because, you know, one of the things we see with businesses like yours, sometimes people can just kind of get a foot in the door, get one small division, and grow within an enterprise, so you don't have to make that one big sale. How does it work with Tanium?
Yeah, fortunately or unfortunately, we're the opposite. So, you know, if we can sell you on the concept that you need visibility across everything that you own, it's really frustrating to deploy half of what you own and then not be able to see the other half. And so if you look at our top 100 customers, every one of them has deployed, and we're talking about 50 of the Fortune 100 here, a lot of very, very large environments. They've deployed every desktop, laptop, server, VM that they have, every cloud instance, every on-prem instance. And the reason that they do that is if you want to find a needle in the haystack, you know, you want to find an attacker and they might be within 100,000 machines, you need to know all 100,000.
Interesting. Ryan, thank you so much.
I'm telling you right now, yeah. This company to watch, Carol. These guys, a lot of buzz around these guys. You can see why. Ryan Hindawi, thank you very much. Interesting. Co-founder and chief executive officer of Tanium, based right there in Emeryville, California. You are listening to the Bloomberg Advantage on Bloomberg Radio.